Okay, we're holding in Resh Vav Saif Gimel. Maran's got a lot of rules. Kol elu haberachot. All of these berachot tzarich shelo yafsik v'im beracha la'achila. You can't make hefsek between the beracha and the eating. Hagaha yoter mikedei dibur, more than kedei dibur. Mishnah Berurah v'im beracha la'achila v'hu adin berkat ha-mitzvot. The same thing when you do a mitzvah, you make the beracha. You can't be mafsik v'im beracha la'ha-mitzvah. Yoter mikedei dibur. Hainu kedei she'ela talmid lasam. So when normally you would understand Maran says shelo yafsik is lo yafsik b'dibur. The Rama says lo yafsik yoter mikedei dibur, meaning even quietly, don't wait longer than the time of kedei dibur. Kedei she'ela talmid larav shu shalom alecha rabbi. Yoter mehach, if he waits longer than that, hashiv hefsek. Umayri b'shtika, waiting longer than that is talking b'shtika. Aval dibur, but if he actually speaks, afilu mila hat, even one word, have a hefsek, is considered a hefsek. Kol shehu shelo lesorech haberacha. It's not for the purpose of the beracha. Kamifuar besiman kuf samach zayin. Saif aleph, if he says tul beruch, or if he says feed the cows, hayin sham. Od yesh chiluk ben shtika ledibur. There's another difference between shtika and dibur. The bedibur who the ikuva v'tzarich lachazor ulvarech. The person speaks, it's me'akev. He has to go back and make the beracha again. Aval b'shtika. But if he was quiet, he just waited a long time. Hurak lechatchila. It's only lechatchila, not to wait. Aval b'di'avad. It happened afilu shahar beh, even if he waited a long time. Yoter mikedei dibur en tzarich lachazor ulvarech. Kol shelo hisiach da'ato ben time, as long as he didn't take his mind off of it. He quotes in Yud Gimel, Magen Avram ve'el Yeraba, Shar Acharonim, mepene sheyesh de'ot ben arishonim, if it's a full hefsek, ve, right, therefore, safek berachol ha'akel. Katvo Acharonim, da'afilu mepene ha'kabod ve'ayirah, even for respect, even for fear, asur la'afsik ahara beracha. So your Rebbe walks in, you want to say hello in between the beracha and the eating, you're not allowed. Not allowed. V'mifsik chozer u'mevarech. V'afilu la'aniyat amen, even to answer amen, le'kaddish or le'kiddusha, u'barechu gam ken lo yafsik. Correct. He says, b'di'avad, if you did, you wouldn't have to repeat the beracha. I don't know where it is, but okay. Lo yivarech al ma'achal o mashke shehu ham o kar biyoter. You shouldn't make a bracha on food that's too hot or too cold, or a drink. Mishum hashash hefsek, because then you're going to have to wait until it cools down. More than kedei dibur. Umi shebirech al ma'achal o ולאחר שברך נמאס בעיניו. He made a beracha, then he realized, I don't want to eat this. יש לו לאכול קצת. He should eat a little bit. שלא תהיה הברכה לבטלה. הרוצה לשתות מים ששופך קצת מהם. So there's a custom that when they drink water, they pour out a little bit from the top of the cup. ישפוך תחילה, ואחר כך יברך. First pour it, and then make the beracha. There's two reasons why you should do that. Number one, mishum hefsek, because it's a hefsek after the beracha to pour it out. Mishum bizu beracha, it's also bizayon te beracha, that it looks like you're insulting the beracha, you're pouring out the first piece. Ken kata b'sha'are teshuva, b'siman resh bet b'shem acharonim. Kesho ochel egoz, eating enough. So in the old days, right, you had the shells of the nuts. Yishberenu, crack it first. Beharkach yivarech, and then make the beracha. De'en kedai lafsik harbe, ben haberacha la'achila. It's not proper to wait such a long time, cracking the nuts till you find it. Ve'od shema lo yimtza ena yafeh. Maybe you crack it open and it's no good. Ve'en roi le'beracha. Le'inyan sha'are perot, other fruits, ayin le'el b'siman resh beh, b'sha'are teshuba. Maybe there's something no good, clean up the thing from somebody else drank. visit Il Chaura. It takes time.
So, you're not eating it.
You have to hear the words of the beracha. V'chadchila. V'emlo yishmiya le'ozno, but b'diavar, if you didn't hear it, yatsa, b'lvad shi'otzi b'sfatav, but you have to move your lips. Shnabra, b'sfatav, havalim herher b'libo et ha'beracha. He thought the beracha in his mind, lo yatsa. V'ayin le'el b'siman kuf pehei sa'if pet b'mishnabra, siman samach bet b'biur alcha, sof dibur ha'matchil yatsa. It's a whole business over there. Ve'ne'emarim b'chol lashon. The beracha can be said in any language. Ve'ayin le'el, v'siman kuf pehei, sa'if alef b'shnabra. You have to understand the language, you have to be careful that it's translated correctly, and so on. Even if you said, berich rahmana malka mare de'ay pita, or malka de'alma mare de'ay pita, is yotzer. Ve'lo yivarech arom. He should have made a beracha if he's naked. Hachi chaser vato. Till he covers his erva. Why? He says, "V'lo yirech chayr v'atavar." Ba'medvarim amurim ba'ish. That's by a man. Aval isha, a lady, yoshevet, she could sit down. Ufaneah shel mata tuchot dekarka, and her private parts are covered in the ground. They're stuck in the ground. Ki bazeh mitkasa ervata. That covers her erva. But a man can't do that. Shnabra. Ba'ish. Why can't a man sit on the floor and be covered like a lady? Shehagid v'abetzim, bolti minerim, the man's hardware is sticking out. V'lo mahani b'lo kisui. It doesn't help. You need a towel to cover it. Na she'enken a lady, tochot bekarka, she could be pirush divukot, testak umchusot bekarka. V'tzarich liyot mechuse kolkar. Has to be so covered. Ad she'lo yu nirut agboteha. Till the behind is not showing. Ki ha'agavot, the behind, yes, b'hem yishum erva. That's the amaran. The agavot is erva. So her behind has to be covered. U'b'magen Avraham ma'arich bazeh. He goes that length through the sugya. U'masik, and he comes out like Rav Huna, the agavot, em b'hem yishum erva. V'chen otek ketza tagra, da tagra le'el b'siman ayin dalet. U'b'el yirah, that they don't have to cover the agavot. U'b'el yirah, b'magen giburim etzadedim l'dina ka'bet Yosef. V'lachen yesh lachmir l'chadchila. You have to be mahmir. We're coming on to that now. The afilu im eno arum, even if he's not naked, im liboro et ha'erva, if his heart sees the erva, it's wearing a robe without a belt, or he's under the blanket, or shirosho migule, he's wearing a hospital gown, or shirosho migule, or his head is uncovered, asu levarech, he can't make a beracha. So mish. No, but I didn't get into the details of that.
Yeah.
But we had that before. What? No, it's such as our. Amen. Ladies don't have a problem with Liboro Tarva.
Somebody has to help them.
Kol davar, Dalit. Kol davar, Shemivarech alav l'ochlo o l'hariach bo. Anything you're making a bracha to eat or to smell, Tzarich l'ochazo bimino. He has to hold it in his right hand. Keshu mevarech when he makes the beracha. Shna brera tzarich lo chazot tam achiza. Kedei sheichaven libo halma shemevarech. He should have in mind what he's making a beracha. Veurak lechatchila. It's only a lechatchila. Sorry. The avad in berech alav kesheya munach befana. But the avad if he made beracha on the floor. Afim lo chazot klal. He didn't hold it at all. Yatsa kedul kameh. Bimino, his right hand. Hatam yishum hashivut. The right hand because that's more hashuv. Who be teri yad if he's a lefty. Hazlina batar yamin usmol dide. You follow his right and left. Meaning a lefty should hold with his left hand. Lo batar de alma. Ken mashma mechidush Reb Kiva Eger. Vechen mashma bimagen Avraham in kuf pe gimel. However, uledidan af iter yeshlu leechoz biyamin de alma. Vechen u api asod koren kafahayim. And the Ben Ishai. V'chem b'chol beracha shemivarech al ezem mitzvah. Beracha you make on a mitzvah. Yesh lo le'echoz adavar biyad yemino b'sha'at beracha. Hold it with your right hand. V'al derech ha-kabbalah, based on Kabbalah, em l'tchov ha-pri shemivarech alav b'sakin, hav she'echoz Hasakim bimino. Don't stick him with the knife, even though you're holding it in your right hand. And some say even a fork, but we use it. When you tell your friend to give you a sefer, you should take it. The yad yamino in his right hand. Let's just see what the kafahim has to say over here.
Can't hold the knife.
Ideally, let's see what it says. That's right. It's going on the food. What's going on here? It's very delayed. He says the reason. Va'al yitchov apri shemevarech alav besakin, lefi shebiyamin ikar hachayim, and the sakin is death. Ve'azu shnehev chayim benoseh echad el yirava, ruach chayim or hachayim ben ishai. Ve'al ken davar shedarko leechos bemazleg ulevarech alav im efshar. יש לעשות המזלג של כסף, ואם לאו, יש לו אחזו בידו, ולא יוחז במזלג של ברזל ויברך. He says, take off your gloves.
They're not touching it, why?
Amen.